Rospalina, one of a small group of people trying to stop land grabs in Rajav County's 16 Bomas, says large parcels of farmland in villages of Bilinyang, Kabo and Jebel Abyanin have been grabbed. She says the majority of the land grabbers are men in uniform who often carry guns and threaten whoever questions them.
They're all organized forces people. You know, these people, they have made their own chiefs of their own area, and then they will bring a table, they will prepare the tokens, and then they will sell the tokens to the people, and they will bring the all the other machineries from the military to distribute to the market, the area, and all this, and then it is going. All this place were being demolished, and then they restart it again on a bad situation. You know, whereby even the women are affected, those who are cultivating there, who are going to collect some firewood and all this, you will see a lot of cases of rape, a lot of cases of thefts, and even killing is happening.
Paulina says one traditional chief recently went to talk to the suspected land grabbers who beat him up. She says the way the land grabbers humiliated the chief shows that they don't care about respecting authority. Paulina says the community is outraged over the repeated land grabs and the assault on the traditional chief.
The people of the area, they try to talk to these people, but I think the talking is not, because even if they can beat the chief, what, who will go? So it needs you to have, you have the weapon, and you have, and this is also is adding a lot of pain to the people. And when the people will accumulate a lot of other things, the situation can be just explode it. Because people will see that this is our land and people are not helping, and we have tried the government and the government is not helping.
Paulina says land grabbers demarcate the land and illegally sell big plots of measuring 100 by 200 meters or even 1 kilometer, which the community finds frightening because it affects food security and the livelihood of the people. Paulina says President Kiir needs to take action.
Previously, this place was being demolished. All this building now that you are seeing them was being demolished by the order of the president. But these people now, they have started again new. So it means that the president has to make an order.
South Sudan Army spokesperson Santo Domich says he has not heard of any recent land grab complaints submitted to the SSPDF judiciary, but says any soldier found guilty of carrying out the illegal activity is supposed to be charged under SSPDF jurisdiction.
We have the SSPDF law that really charges anybody who committed any crime, not necessarily to be only against the citizens of this country, but any crime that committed against anybody else, like grabbing. The first thing, that land has to be given back to the lawful owner. And then number two, the soldier has to be charged depending on the level of the case. And they, depending on the magnitude of grabbing, you know, and then of course he or she will be taken to the jail.
Paulina says the group wrote letters to complain to Central Equatoria State Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony's office a few months ago. She says at that time the governor said the state was not yet fully formed for it to immediately address the issue. She says the group has been waiting for the state officials to intervene now that all the ministers have been sworn in. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.